Well, hello Anchor, I hope you guys are doing great. And today's podcast would be all about passion. I hear a lot of people say and complain that they are not able to figure out their real passion, or they complain that they know their real passion but they are not able to work upon them. And some people say that they are not able to get the results even after following their passion. So what to do and how to deal about them, I'm just going to talk for the next 2 minutes. So first of all, to all those people who are not able to find their real passion, I just want to say that it's all okay. Like, it's genuinely okay that you are 23, you are 24, or you are 27 and you have still not figured out what your real passion is. Because trust me, my friends, like, life is 100, like, you are just in your first quarter of life. Like, if you consider your life to be a basketball game, you are just in the first quarter of your life. And if you're not able to figure out the game that you want to play, it's all okay. And how you should deal about it is you have to try and test a lot of things over you. Do different things like try to play basketball, badminton, swimming, try to sing, open a rock band, be an entrepreneur. Try to do different things because that's what you can all do. You have to try and taste a lot of dish in order to figure out what your favorite dish is. And that's how you figure out your real passion. Now, talking about people who say that they have figured out their real passion but they are not able to work upon them, so the biggest thing that they are missing out is that practicality. I am huge believer of practicality, and I strongly believe that you might be dreaming about some other thing, but if you are not self-aware, it won't eventually work out. For example, if you are dreaming about being a LeBron James, being one of the biggest basketball player of all times, you dream about that but your skills really doesn't map to that. There's like, you put a humongous amount of effort but it's not gonna work out soon. So probably you have to be practical enough, you have to be self-aware that what skills do you have, what talents do you have, and then you have to map your passion accordingly. Most of the people like make their passions like it's just vague. Like, most of the people create their passions that are not at all in aligned with their talents that they have, with the skills they have. So probably all those people who are working on the skills should know what skills, what are their strengths and what are their weaknesses. By what they can work upon, they can really, you know, make a breakthrough in this situation, and then they should follow their passion. Because it's all about mapping. You have to map your passion according to the skills you have. And then comes the third segment of people who are really grinding like anything. They know their passion, they are working on it from like past 2 years, 3 years, but are not getting the results. I just want to tell them that the only thing that works with passion is patience. And you have to be strong in that. Like, most of the people of our generation who are listening to this right now, who are 24 or 27 or 32 years of age, lack patience, and this is the biggest thing. They fail or they quit the things that they have been doing from the past 2 years. People should know that it requires a humongous amount of patience in order to achieve things that are worthy. So I strongly believe that once you do start on the path of following your passion and you do things to make changes into the world, you have to stop counting. Like, the things that you are doing and that you are passionate about, you stop counting the days that you are doing it from, you stop counting the amount of efforts that you are doing, you stop counting the breaths that you take, the reps that you make, the sets that you have. It's just because for you end results matters, and you would do any amount of sets, any amount of reps, any amount of efforts or any amount of days that would be required to achieve it. And that's what it's all about. You just stop counting. So probably I think I have provided a clear picture of what passion is and how you should go about it. So with this, signing off, boy with a thought, until next time, see ya.